Now I have the joy and the privilege and honor of being able to bring to these microphones Dr. John Wickham. Dr. Wickham and his dear precious wife Norma were in the conference that I did with Brannon House over there in Indianapolis. I think it's at Harbor Shores Church there in Indianapolis, in the suburbs there. And Dr. Wickham spoke first at the conference. He blessed everybody's heart. This man, 88 years old, still as articulate as the first time I ever heard him speak. Only thing, he wasn't standing up. He was seated there on the platform. I'm thinking about appropriating that type of a stance myself. Standing up all the time does get to some of us guys who are moving up in age. But Dr. Wickham was terrific. He then went back to his table with all of his books and materials that were made available for people to purchase. He and Norma were standing back there. They were just talking with everybody. People just loving the opportunity to be able to interact with these two dear, precious people who have been serving the Lord now for many, many years. I was able to even have them take a picture or two with me and Dr. Wickham. Boy, I'm going to frame that for sure. Dr. John, it is great to talk to you, my dear brother. Happy Easter to you and Norma.
And same to you, Jimmy. We're spreading the word all over the world that Jesus not only died for us, but rose again from the dead, glorified forevermore.
Hallelujah about that. In fact, that is why I wanted to have a conversation with you today. This, of course, the day before Easter, Resurrection Sunday. The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all record. I understand, as I've studied the Word, there are two different events in the life of Christ that were recorded in all four of these books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That would be the feeding of the 5,000, and then the Passion Week, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. From God's Word, I have assurance that this happened. But I would like for you, just a moment, if you would, to share with our listeners how we can accept the Word of God, how this could be actually true. We talked with you about the flood. That's what you spoke on there in Indianapolis this last weekend. And, you know, people take that by faith. They see the results of it. Talk to me about the resurrection. How can a believer in Jesus Christ have the assurance that this is happening, but then giving that assurance to others as well who may not know Christ?
Well, Jimmy, this is a wonderful assurance that God has given us, that He speaks through the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead, to every human being concerning these wonderful truths by which we must be saved. And we read in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul said, I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Watch that one. According to the Scriptures, not just human rumors and opinions. And that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. There's the key. The Scriptures are given by God, the Holy Spirit, over 2,000 years through 40 writers. They are self-authenticating. That's the key. Self-authenticating. We don't have to have all kinds of proofs that the Bible is true, because all you have to do is proclaim it, state it, teach it, preach it, and the Spirit of God guarantees that the human heart is designed to receive and understand these wonderful biblical truths. You say, how do you know? Because God created us in His image and likeness. Not animals, humans have His image and likeness and are designed to hear, to listen to believe in God. And I say, Lord, that's an amazing thing. We don't need thousands of proofs and evidences for everything You said. Your own infallible and errant word is self-authenticating. And when You tell us over and over again that Your beloved Son not only died for us, but rose again that third day, I say, thank You, God, for telling us this and illuminating these truths by Your precious word that is living, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I say, thank You, God, Your word, Your truth is self-authenticating.
Well, and when we put that faith in the Word, and the only way we can really have that faith to be able to do it is hear the Word. Faith cometh by hearing of the Word of God, which is basically what you're saying to us. We can also, though, look at some of the other very interesting events in the lives, for example, of the disciples. I know you quoted 1 Corinthians chapter 15, over 500 people saw Jesus Christ alive after his resurrection. But these disciples who traveled with him for 3.5 years in ministry, they went through the time of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. They spent time with him after his resurrection, up until about 10 days before the day of Pentecost took place. And then these disciples took off proclaiming this across the world. And as I understand it, every one of them went to their death, and many of them terrible deaths that would have taken their lives. But they went never denying that they saw the resurrected Christ.
Those men didn't die for just a rumor, just somebody's opinion. They were overwhelmed by the reality. And the blessed thing, friends, is this. We too, today, nearly 2,000 years later, can have the same assurance, the same conviction as those men did, even though we have not seen him. And Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have what? Believed. Thank you, God, for that powerful assurance.
Would you encourage then those of people out here, including myself, and I know you and Norma do it all the time, would you encourage us as the disciples to take forth that message? It is the power of God unto salvation, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And on this Easter, should we not rededicate our lives to getting that message out to the world?
Yes, every hour of every day calls for what? Rededication of our heart to the truth of God. Someday, perhaps today, we'll face him, and he will say, what have you done with my precious word? I say, Lord, help me now to be faithful to you, not in my own strength or wisdom, but in your power and for your glory. May I do this wonderful opportunity of sharing with neighbors, friends, family, everywhere around the world, too, that Jesus died and rose again to prove that his payment was complete, finished, and final.
Wow. Well, this is the story of this weekend, of Easter, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his soon coming, I do believe. Would you not agree? I mean, we're supposed to partake of the communion, the Lord's Supper, and think about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. But it says, do this in remembrance of me until I come. The two have a connection, don't they?
That's right. Everything we do for him is in the light of his soon coming, which could be today. And I say, Lord, help me to be not ashamed before you at your coming, as the Apostle John warned us in 1 John 2. Not be ashamed before you, but to be delighted. Like the Apostle Paul, he said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not for me only, but also all those who love his appearing. Jimmy, may we love the hope, the blessed assurance of his soon appearing.
Well, you know, I just was thinking as you were saying what you just were saying of Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Jesus said, I am he that was alive and dead. I now stand before you alive. That's verse 18 of chapter 1 of Revelation. Verse 19, hey, John, write down what's going to happen in the future. And that, of course, includes his return to the earth. Well, Dr. John, it's a joy to be able to talk to you. It was just a privilege and an honor to sit and listen to you last weekend, to get with you and Norma some fellowship we had together. Thank you for just keeping on, keeping on. And I know that my prayer is for you to give you the strength to stay operating at the task of teaching like you are right now and as you have been done for your own radio broadcast, which can be heard, by the way, on PTR, Prophecy Today Radio. And the ministry you're doing is so special to all the body of Christ. So thank you, my friend. Have a happy Easter, and we'll talk again soon.
God bless you, brother, and your family and your ministry.